let's consider response 26. A sample is a small, statistically significant representation of a larger population. Remember, conceptually, a sample need not be small. It simply needs to be a subset of a population. That's how it's defined. Again, the term statistically significant is being used, and that's inappropriate here. We'll discuss the term statistical significance and what it actually means later in the course, but it has nothing to do with samples and populations and their conceptual difference. The next part I want to consider in response 26 is the sentence that is, conceptually, a sample should represent the larger population by random association. Well, conceptually, that's not the issue. A sample ought to represent the larger population, and that's ideal, but that's not the conceptual difference between a sample and a population. A sample can be biased and still be a sample of a population. Also, the term random association is problematic here. I assume what's meant here is something like random sampling. The next sentence is, 24 people selected randomly at the local grocery store should fairly represent the similarities and differences found throughout the entire local population. This is more of an issue for a methodology course, but this sentence is likely not correct. The people, whatever the number of people it happens to be, that happen to be at a local grocery store, are likely not representative of the entire local population, let's say the neighborhood or the city. They're simply representative of people who go to the grocery store or people who shop particular kinds of grocery stores like their local grocery store as opposed to some larger chain grocery store that's found exclusively in the suburbs or some kind of larger place like a Costco or Sam's Club or something like that. The last sentence is, however, a population is also any group or subset being studied. And then some examples are given. What's likely to be studied is a sample. What defines a population is that it is the group ultimately of interest. It's not defined conceptually as the group that's actually being studied.